KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey expects senior guard Jordan Bohannon to be at full strength next season. Bohannon played in 10 games this past season before undergoing his second hip surgery in less than a year.
The great thing about Jordan is he has really been incredibly diligent since his surgery. And it's probably felt the best he's felt in a very long time. But more importantly, you know, he's really, I think, gotten his body to the point, you know, where it needs to be in terms of strength and weight.
McCaffrey says Bohannon is feeling better than he has in a long time.
His discipline has been, as you would expect it to be, incredibly professional. And I'm really proud of him for that. So he's in a really good position, and he's right where he needs to be.
McCaffrey says 6'11 forward Jack Nungy is also making progress. Nungy suffered an ACL injury in the fifth game of last season and was lost for the year. The native of Newburgh, Indiana, is rehabbing at home.
At his home, he has an indoor court, so he's been able to do some things. But, you know, some of the stuff he's still doing in the pool. But, you know, has had no setbacks from his knee. He's been running, so that's a good sign. But we're not rushing anything. We're making sure we're going at the pace that he needs to go.
Turning to football, the National Football League announced on Thursday the regular season schedule for the 2020 season. The Kansas City Chiefs will play 5 primetime games, including 2 nationally televised home games at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City will kick off its Super Bowl title defense on the NFL's opening night against the Houston Texans at Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday, September 10th. That contest will be a rematch of last year's AFC divisional playoff game, where the Chiefs overcame a 24-0 deficit to defeat the Texans 51-31. The Chiefs will celebrate their Super Bowl title that night by raising their championship banner. Other primetime matchups include a Monday night football game at Baltimore on September 28th, a Thursday night football trip to Buffalo on October 15th, Sunday night football matchups at Las Vegas on November 22nd, and hosting the Denver Broncos on December 6th. The preseason schedule includes home games against Cincinnati and Green Bay and a couple of road games at Arizona and Dallas. In addition to the home games against the Texans, the Patriots, the Raiders, Jets, the Panthers, Broncos, Falcons, and Chargers, Chiefs will have road games against the Chargers, the Ravens, the Bills, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also against the Dolphins and the New Orleans Saints. Again, the regular season for the Chiefs kicking off on Thursday, September 10th, at home. That's a Thursday night contest. On college football news, Florida cornerback Jordan Oladokun has announced that he is reopening his recruitment process. He had committed to Iowa's 2021 class early in the month of April, and less than a month later, he decided to change his mind just this past Friday. He had chosen Iowa over a top 7 schools that also included Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, Maryland, Penn State, and Pittsburgh. Oladokun is ranked number 69 in the country at the cornerback spot. He's the number 118 prospect out of the state of Florida. He hasn't ruled out the Hawkeyes, but he has reopened his recruiting. Well, Geno Stone will take on whatever role he needs to help the Baltimore Ravens next season. The former Iowa safety was drafted in the 7th round by the Ravens after a junior season in which he was named a second-team All-Big Ten selection.
I just hope I can make an impact wherever I can for the team, the win, no matter where it is, special teams in the defensive backfield. My mindset, you know, I want to be in the defensive backfield, but at the same time, I know where I got to start out. Definitely special teams. That's where I started out in college, and I made a name for myself. So, you know, I definitely plan on going in playing special teams, all 4 phases, wherever they need me at. So that's probably where I'm definitely going to get ready to go first.
Stone says he feels he has something to prove after getting drafted in the 7th round.
It definitely puts a chip on my shoulder. I mean, I always had one my whole life. You know, I've always been overlooked, been an underdog, so whatever that is. I know what I have to do to be on the field whenever it is. And, you know, I just need an opportunity. You know, getting selected in the NFL draft's a dream come true. But all I need was an opportunity to get my foot in the door, and I'm going to show why I should stick and last in the NFL.
Stone says his biggest strengths are the effort that he plays with and his ability to make plays.
That's the biggest part of my game, how instinctive I am for the game of football, my football IQ, everything like that. You know, I go 100% every time I'm on the field. You know, it's hard to take me off the field once you see me doing the things I'm going to do out there. You know, I feel like I get all my instinctive things from playing baseball growing up. You know, I was a play center fielder, so just me being back there trying to read the ball off the bat, everything like that, that's where I kind of get all my instinctive abilities from.
Turning now to some virus news in the world of sports. Major League Baseball appears to have successfully handled the first wave of the new coronavirus. Just 0.7% of MLB employees tested positive for antibodies to COVID-19. Results were based on about 5,600 completed records from employees of 26 clubs. Samples were obtained on April 14th and 15th. The start of the baseball season has been delayed because of the virus outbreak. There's no timetable for when the season might begin. 60 people tested positive in the raw data, and adjustments were made for false positives and false negatives. One of the study's leaders says the survey had a 0.5% false positive rate and demonstrates MLB employees have been less affected than their surrounding communities have been. The president of the University of Virginia says he hopes college football can be played this fall, but he doesn't expect it to seem like normal football seasons. James Ryan told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday that athletic director Carla Williams and football coach Bronco Mendenhall are committed to a safe return to play, but Ryan says nothing will proceed until medical officials say it's safe to resume workouts. Ryan says school officials are taking things day by day. He says students need to be back on campus before football can begin. The British government says tennis courts and golf courses in England can reopen starting on Wednesday, but people can only play with members of their own household. Gyms and swimming pools remain closed, although swimming in the sea or lakes will be allowed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson gave no indication when professional sports could resume competition. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland can set their own stance on tennis courts and golf courses, and they've already indicated a more stringent version of the lockdown will be maintained. The Spanish Soccer League isn't changing its plan to resume competing after five players from clubs in the first and second divisions tested positive for COVID-19. The league confirmed the positive tests on Sunday, but said it was not going to alter the practice protocol that got underway last week. Players from most clubs began individual training sessions on Friday after nearly 2 months of confinement because of the coronavirus pandemic. The president of the French Tennis Federation says holding the French Open without fans later this year is an option. The clay court tournament at Roland Garros was initially slated to be held May 24th through June 7th, but has been rescheduled for September 20th through October 4th. Bernard Giudicelli says a French newspaper that organizing it without fans would allow a part of the economy to keep turning. Well, Kyle Larson returned to racing for the first time since he was fired by Chip Ganassi Racing for using a racial slur in an iRacing event last month. Larson was one of 24 drivers to make the main event in Friday night's World of Outlaws race at Knoxville Raceway. The $15,000 to win Invitational was held without spectators on the dirt oval in Knoxville. Larson drove a car fielded by Paul Silva with sponsorship from Tarleton & Son Incorporated and Finley Farms. He finished 10th in that race. College basketball victory leader Gene Bess of Three Rivers College has retired and been replaced by his son, Brian. The 85-year-old Bess fought health problems the last few seasons and said he didn't have the energy level to do what he needs to do to excel as a coach. Bess has a record of 1,300 wins, 416 losses in 50 seasons at Three Rivers. That's 143 more victories than NCAA Division I leader Mike Krzyzewski of Duke. Bess led the junior college team to national titles in 1979 and in 1992. And U.S. national soccer team star Alex Morgan has become a mom just in time for Mother's Day. Morgan announced Saturday on social media that she gave birth to daughter Charlie Elena Carrasco at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday. Morgan was on the U.S. team that won the World Cup last summer in France. She hopes to return to the team following her maternity leave in time for the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.